Well, the comeback was a pretty long and kind of rough road. In the beginning, it was very brutal. When I say the beginning, I mean like the first like few months, 3-4 months, was the hardest part physically. And after that, it was like to the next phase of starting my rehabilitation, which was long and draining, both mentally and physically. Because being an athlete, you're used to being up and about and feeling strong, and feeling in the position that I was when I was feeling pretty much helpless, and having to take baby steps to get back in health was tough, and had a lot of pain for over a year. Sometimes it seemingly became like the new normal for me. Like, is it gonna be that for the rest of my life to be living in this pain? Even if I wasn't able to ride again, it was still not a quality lifestyle. But I had to fight through. And one of the things that motivated me to fight through all that and to try to get back to full health was the thought that I'd be riding again one day. And if I didn't have that on the table, I don't know where I would be right now. I feel like I would probably be in bad health and not fully recovered, because to push through the rehab, you had to have something to look forward to, because there was many times that I wanted to give up on it, because it was just overwhelming, and it was just felt so hard to do. So that part of it, finally in like in October, I started turning a corner where I started getting pain-free, where I could get off medication and I could go through and start having a regular life. So that was a big step for me, which was about 15 months after my injury. And then it was the next phase of getting strong enough and my balance and everything back to actually be able to ride a horse again. So that was another phase. And that part happened a lot faster than the rest of it for me, because surprising, when I started getting back on horses in October, I had no timetable. I didn't know what to expect. I've never been in that position before to know when I'll be able to ride again. And just a month later, I was back in races. So that part happened very fast for me.
Rajiv, jockeys are notorious for coming back off of injuries much quicker than typical people get healed or are better from having an accident or being hurt. When you first had the accident, and you were talking with your team of doctors, did they inform you about a time frame relative to your being able to come back?
Different doctors had different opinions about time frame. I've seen multiple doctors, because in my position, I wanted to be properly evaluated, and I didn't want to just be narrow-minded and just think one guy has the answers. So a combination of what the doctors said plus how I was feeling was going to determine when I was going to ride again. And there wasn't really no timeline set. Because of the unique kind of injuries, the combination of injuries that I have, it was hard to speculate an exact time frame for the doctors. But estimated, usually within 2 months, bones heal. But this was more than bone injury. Some of the other injuries combined with the bone injuries were pretty bad as well. And after 4 months, my bones were expected to be healed, and they weren't, and I was still in significant amount of pain. So in my perspective, I didn't have a timeline, because no matter what the doctors tell me, I also knew how I felt as well, and I know what it takes to ride a horse and to be in a physical capability to control a horse, and also being an athlete to perform at my best. And I knew I was far from that. So even if my bones were healed and the doctors would okay me to ride, I could not ride because I was not in the physical shape to perform good.
Rajiv, you're riding equine athletes that weigh upwards of 1,100, 1,200 pounds. They're going 45 miles per hour, and there's 11 other horses around you. And you experience this horrific accident. Walk us through the mental aspects of putting that accident out of your mind so that it doesn't really enter into the equation in terms of moving forward and getting back on horses to race again?
For me personally, I've been injured many times, and I've had serious injuries even my first few years of riding, where my life was at risk. And for me, I never had fear in riding because I always felt like I would rather die doing what I love to do than not live at all. And for me, there was no point that there was ever any fear or any doubts that if I was able to ride again, that I would ride because of a fear of injury. What I feared was not to have what I love to do taken away from me. That was my biggest fear, to never be able to ride again without me doing it myself.
Rajiv, you came back off this injury in such a big way, extremely successful right off the bat, a lot of support from the community of owners and trainers here in the New York area, and now you find yourself coming into the Belmont Stakes with the morning line favorite, a testament to your courage, your personality, and obviously your skills. How rewarding is it to be riding in the Belmont Stakes, let alone on the morning line favorite?
It's very rewarding. It makes me feel like all that I've been through was worth it, fighting to come back to ride. The whole time, going to my rehab and going to bed at night, and a lot of times in severe pain, crying myself to sleep with pain. The things that kept me positive were dreaming that I'll be riding favorites in the Belmont Stakes and these big races. And even though that's the things that I dreamt about and hoped for, realistically, coming from where I came the last couple of years, it's kind of surreal that it's actually happened. It just makes me appreciate my life and everyone that I'm surrounded with, like you say, the racing community. Throughout my career, I've been given so many great opportunities that I'm thankful for, and I've always thought of myself as a very lucky person because everything that I ever dream of always happens good for me, and I'm so appreciative of that, and I'm just really enjoying what I do and having fun. And just walk around with a smile on my face because I can't help it. It's just, everything just happens good for me.
You teamed up with Irish War Cry for the first time in the Wood Memorial. You were victorious, very impressive performance. Come into the Kentucky Derby, not such a successful result. Now we come into the Belmont Stakes, mile and a half. What is it going to take for Irish War Cry to be victorious again?
I think like many other horses or all horses in this race, the mile and a half distance, the stamina aspect of it is going to be the toughest and most important part of it. And for me as a jockey, to make him be successful, I think I have to nurse him along to get the distance. I think I have to save something for that stretch because it's going to be a long race with a long stretch, and I think it's going to be a race where whoever gets the distance the best is going to have the best chance of winning.